Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the very first episode of the Smile Like You Mean It podcast, live from Ubud in Bali. Now, welcome to 2019. What a wonderful, wonderful year we have coming towards us, a year of abundance, a year of prosperity, a year of creation. Okay, I started this year in a very unusual way. Okay, I've just had my third poo for the day. That's right, my third poo. I'm currently doing a juice cleanse and a detox, something a little bit different. Okay, I swear every other year of my adult life, I've been at a big party drinking a lot of alcohol and just making a mess of myself. And it really hasn't served me in starting the new year well. So this time I've done things a little bit differently. I'm now a little bit more self-aware. I've got some better strategies and tools in place to manage my mental health. And I realized that drinking a lot of alcohol is not good for me. So I've worked that out. Everybody's different. This episode is not designed to tell you right from wrong. It's just simply to give you ideas and strategies of how to live a better, healthier, happier life. Now, this all started after my journey with mental illness and battling with anxiety and depression. 3 years later, I'm feeling amazing. No longer taking medication, living my very best life and trying to do things the way that I've learnt work for me, with the tools and strategies that I've developed through trial and error, reading, education, meeting people, listening to podcasts, watching videos, and just having a real thirst for knowledge around how to live a healthy and more abundant life. Now, doesn't matter whether you're a teacher, a professional, an actress, an actor, a student, an athlete, whatever it is, you're going to find some stuff in these episodes that are really going to help you to nail life and really figure out what works for you. We want you to come up with a toolkit for yourself that gives you the only tools and strategies you need to manage your health and well-being in the very best way. Because life is a beautiful thing. And I'm sitting here overlooking the lush pastures and fields of Ubud, where they're growing rice. Everybody's going about their daily business with a smile on their face. They're extremely happy. Okay, Balinese people are beautiful, and that's why I love this place so much. I feel so grounded, and really, it makes you wonder what we are doing wrong in Western culture and why we have so many, you know, concerns with mental illness, suicide, negative emotions, where. Excuse me, bless me, where over here it just doesn't seem to be, okay, that's done now, two-thirds of an orgasm out my nose, thank you. Now over here in Bali, it just doesn't seem to be such a big thing with mental illness and, you know, negative emotions. The Balinese people really have thousands and thousands of years of traditions, of models and systems that work for their people. Now, this is something that we really lack in Western society. We lack the models and the systems that we need to function optimally and to live our most abundant and healthy lifestyle. So a few things that I'm going to share with you in today's episode are really important for helping you start 2019 in the very best possible way. And they're just around questions. So questions that are going to help you connect with yourself and really reimagine what it's like to live a healthy and happy lifestyle. Doesn't matter if you're 20 years old, 40 years old, or 60 years old, it is never too late to take control of your health and your happiness. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, what does make you most happy? And is it something that you're doing on a daily basis? What causes you the most happiness? What brings the most positivity to your life? How often are you doing this activity? It might be spending time with family. It might be catching up with friends. It might be playing golf. Okay, it may be teaching students. But are you doing something that truly, genuinely makes you happy every single day? I'm just going to give you a few moments to think about that. Okay, so you've thought about what makes you happy. Now the next question is about your health. Are you cultivating health for your mind, body, and soul on a daily basis? Are you eating the right foods? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you exercising and moving? There's a lot of things that come into health, but most importantly, what is the general picture? Are you looking after your health? Are you actively aware of your health? And are you nourishing your body, mind, and soul? I'll just give you a moment to think about that. So you've thought about your happiness and now you've checked in with your health, your mind, body, and soul. The next thing I want you to think about is your relationships. How positive are your relationships with your family, with your friends, with your colleagues, with your community? Do you have positive relationships and are you actively engaged in promoting those relationships? Are you a little bit selfish? Do you need to be a little bit more self-aware and, you know, get involved with relationships and invest some time and energy? So think about that. How are your relationships? Now you've thought about happiness, you've thought about health, and you've thought about the relationships that you've got in your life. The next thing is most important, and that is the relationship with yourself. How much self-love do you give yourself? How much compassion? Okay. How much resilience have you got? How much time do you spend reflecting and actually appreciating the amazing human being that you are? Because we all have unlimited potential inside us, and I want you to think about that. Do you love yourself? Do you appreciate yourself? Do you look at the things that you're really good at? Or do you put yourself down for the things that you make mistakes with or maybe you're not so good at? So think about your self-love for a moment. Okay, so we've looked at happiness, we've looked at health, we've looked at relationships, and we've looked at self-love. The last question that I'm going to pose to you today that I want you to think about before you go about your day or when you're reflecting on your day is, how well did you connect with the environment? How well did you connect with nature? How well did you get out, get around, move around, get in the ocean, get some forestry, go for a walk, whatever that was, how well did you connect with the environment and nature? Because this is super important and I'll tell you why in just a moment. But have a think about that. How well did you connect with nature or the environment? Okay, so that question about the environment around you or the nature around you is so important because the environment around us molds our thoughts and our behavior, whether we like it or not. So getting out into nature is so important because it helps us reconnect with the energy around us. It helps us really focus on, you know, our bigger picture and what's around us and what's important, and it provides us with positive energy. If you're constantly stuck inside in a bedroom that's cluttered, it's going to cause you negative emotions and anxiety. So that question about environment is really important, and I encourage you to get out in the environment and get some of that good positive energy flowing through you. So there's just 5 really simple questions that you can use to check in at any time during 2019. Those 5 areas, if you're doing them well, you're going to feel great, you're going to feel healthy, and you're going to feel happy. So just keep that in mind. Now, there's a whole range of other strategies and tools that I've used to conquer anxiety and mental illness that help me be happy and healthy and help me smile on a daily basis. Now, this is just a short episode to give you a taste of what I'm working towards. It's done off the cuff. It's not scripted. I'm sitting up on my balcony in Ubud in Bali, just reflecting. And they're just some of the questions that I use on a daily basis to help me stay focused, to help me really remain self-aware, and to cultivate that abundance and prosperity that we need in our lives. Now, our lives are short, okay? They're over in a heartbeat, all right? We need to appreciate how beautiful life is, the relationships that we have, the happiness, the health, all of the things that make us human. We really need to spend time focusing on that and cultivating that every day, because the next thing you know, it'll flash before your eyes. And a thing that is very scary for a lot of people to ponder is death. How do you want to be on your deathbed? Do you want to regret not looking after your health, not focusing on happiness? Or do you want to really sit back and appreciate the amazing life that you've cultivated, the abundance that you've cultivated, the relationships that you've had with family and friends, and do you really want to go out with a smile on your face? Because that's what I want for everybody. I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to be smiling, because when we're all smiling, the world is smiling and we can do amazing things. 2019 is a year for transformation. We can really transform our happiness and health, but we can also transform the world and the environment around us. And we need that, people. Our world is suffering and we aren't looking after it. But if we can be happy, healthy, and start to smile, we can make a positive difference. And it all starts with you. Take it within your hands, take control of it, start to cultivate those positive habits, and I guarantee you your life will shift for the better. Have a wonderful day, be happy, look after yourself, and smile.